got your Bibles? Hope you have your Bibles. Turn to Hebrews, please, the book of Hebrews. Good to be out to God's house. Been a great, fruitful week. Folks been saved all week. We've had folks saved. We've had a great time. I went with the teenagers on Wednesday. We had an awesome time. God really blessed. Hebrews chapter number 10. If you go there, I got a whole bunch of preaching. And I'm going to try to get it all in. Stand to your feet and go down to verse number 38 and 39. This is, I want you to know this, a very, very important message. This message will explain a lot today of what's going on. It'll explain a lot about folks that actually believe wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen, preacher.
Amen. And then it'll explain a lot about people that live wrong.
Amen.
Come on now. Look at Hebrews 10 and verse 38 and 39. Also, if you would, go ahead and keep standing. And I want you to turn over to the book of James, chapter number 2. And we're going to read both of these passages. And I hope I'll be able to clear up some messes. And some folks get saved that needs to get saved. Somebody help me. And help you in preaching today. The Bible said, I like this. By the way, this is mentioned four times in the Bible. Mentioned in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Yes, sir? You said in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Stay with me. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Amen.
Stay with me. Now go over to James, excuse me. And you're going to say, James contradicts this. No. You'll get some help today if you'll listen with an open mind. James chapter number 2. And I'll start reading to verse 14 and I'll read down to verse number 24. Now, all the way down to the end. What doth it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, you give them not the thanks which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, been alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God.
Amen.
Thou doest well. The devils also believe.
Amen.
And tremble.
Amen.
But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith with what works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac and his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness.
Yeah.
And he was called the friend of God.
Amen.
Now notice these little two words here for you people that don't have a clue of what works is and faith is. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not faith only. Our Father, I know where I'm going. And I want to take this crowd with me. And I want to help them today. So much confusion. So many people living recklessly. They're actually unsaved, Lord, and they don't know it. And I pray there might be some unsaved church members here get saved today. Some lost people here get saved today. Some Christians get enlightened to faith today. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. Now while you're sitting, I want to read another portion of the scripture. Is that all right? Y'all do believe in Bible preaching, don't you? Now let me read some Romans to you. Romans chapter number 4. And you're going to think the Bible contradicts itself when I read this. I want all you yahoos to listen to me, if there's any here. The Bible does not contradict itself. Your problem is you don't know how to interpret the Bible. Good preaching, Reverend. Romans 4. Boy, I like this. What saith the scriptures? Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for what? Right. Say it, church. Right. Now to him that worketh is reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. Woo! But to him that worketh not but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for what? Somebody help me. That's Abraham, Old Testament. Even as David also described the blessedness of man, unto whom God imputed righteousness without what? Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now go back to Hebrews. How many's already heard a lot of scripture? How many like the Bible? Amen. Now, let me ask the church something before I get really into this big time, and I'm getting ready to be big time into it. How many of y'all heard the book of Romans, heard the book of Hebrews, and heard the book of James, and you looked at the two and you said, weird. One seems to say, faith alone. One seems to say, works also saves you. Which portion of scripture is right? Both of them. I tell you how strong the reformers were. Martin Luther did not believe James belonged in the canon of scriptures. But let me explain something to you. Oh, hear me. Paul deals with the plan of faith. James deals with the practice of faith. Paul deals with faith in the sight of God. James deals, and you folks that get this wrong, he said, ye see. Hold it a minute. I cannot see your faith. The only way I can know you have faith, if I see your works. Somebody help me. That explains a lot. Now let me say something to you. I'm gonna just let you have it this morning. There's a lot of false doctrines going on. This hyper-dispensationalism. I know some of y'all have studied after that stuff, and you listen to your teacher. Listen to me, you're dead wrong about it. Listen, you're dead wrong about it. Are you telling me that any man or woman, when they stand up before God, and they'll be able to say, God, I earned it. Please don't tell me anybody was saved in the Old Testament by works. Don't tell me anybody's going to be saved in tribulation by works. Don't tell me anybody's going to be saved in the millennial by works. Because that is not right. Now you ain't going to go to hell by believing that, but you're sure wrong. But let me go on. That's just one belief I'm going to knock in the head. There's another belief. That you can live any way you want to. And just have a little easy believism and you're going to go to heaven. And you had no works. You had no change. I say to you, that's false. Don't y'all die on me. Let me tell you, he's dealing with something here in the book of Hebrews. He's dealing with people that go back. He's dealing with people that get away. You know what he said? He said, I don't really believe they had saving faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. I ain't saying you can't backslide. But I'm going to tell you, if you backslide, you're going to be chastened. And if you're not chastened, you ain't saved. How important is faith? Faith's not a tributary. Faith is the head of the stream. Faith's not a branch of the tree. Faith is the root of the tree.
Amen, preacher.
Stay with me. Hebrews 11:6 says, you can't even please God without faith. 2 Corinthians 1:24 says that you're stand. The Bible said, for by faith you stand. You can't even stand for God without faith. Hey, the Bible said you can't walk with God without faith because we walk by faith and not by sight. Hey, you can't live for God because the just shall live by faith. Somebody help me preach. Hey, you cannot have access to God without faith. Hey, you cannot resist the devil without faith. You cannot fight off his fiery darts without the shield of faith. Somebody help me. Listen to this. And you cannot overcome the world without faith.
Amen.
Now you hear me out, sir. You hear me out, ma'am. And I'm not trying to make you lost or make you anything. But if you ain't got something in you can overcome the world, you ain't saved. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Listen to this statement, this quote, I want you to hear it. What we believe is important to who we are. Did you get it? What we believe is important to who we are. Bible goes on to say there's some shipwrecked of faith. And Bible says you can't draw nigh to God without faith. You can't experience healing without the prayer of faith.
Amen, preacher.
See, faith demands us to please God and partake of God. I will say to you, all our battles, all our burdens, all our belongings, all our behavior, all our boldness, and all of our benefits rest upon faith. And it's not a faith in me, and not a faith in baptism, and not a faith in church membership. You've got to have the right object of faith. And that object of faith is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. You say, why are they going back, preach? Now I want you to turn to James 2 and I'll give you the message. Why are they turn back, preach? Why are they going into perdition, preach? Because they've never experienced saving faith. Because they don't know the nature of saving faith. That's why some people try to get the Old Testament to work salvation. And don't get me wrong, they just goofed up. Those people, you don't understand them all. Those people never would have did good works unless they had faith. How difficult is that, ladies and gentlemen? Let me give you three things and I'll be done. Some of you that don't believe right probably hate when I get done right now. three things that's mentioned in the book of James that I want to expound on. And I'm going to go slow in it. And I may not get real riled up because I want to look you right in your eyeball. Number one, in verses 14 through 18, it explains the faith of the deceived sinner. Somebody help me. The faith of a deceived sinner. You say, what is the faith of a deceived sinner? It is an intellectual belief about God. Amen. Look at verse 17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is what? Dead being what? He describes it, first of all, as dead faith. As a body's dead, their faith is dead. That's how he describes sinners. Let me say three things about that. First of all, a dead person cannot respond. You don't have no mechanism to respond to temptation when it comes on you. That's why you ain't overcoming it. Boy, it's quiet in here now. Because see, you got dead faith. You're a deceived sinner. You may have... See, what a sinner can do is they know about God. Everybody in this room knows about God. But not everybody in this room is going to heaven. Whew. I'm coming, Jeremy. I'm having to pull a few teeth as I go because I'm looking at people and they're about to die. Just can't handle the truth. Let me go on a little further. Not only dead faith can't respond, it can't receive anything. They go back in the world because they don't have any confidence. They go back in the world because they can't receive the power of God. Somebody help me preach. Boy, I'm going to give you something else. You can't revive it either. Am I preaching Lois? You can't revive something that ain't alive. Man, Jeff, hang in there. We get these people who are in and out of sin 24/7. And we'll encourage them and they'll get a little emotional feeling and they'll get back for a little while. Here's what we say. Now you just need to go on for God. Let me ask you a question. How can they go on for God if they've never started? How in the world can anybody go on for God if they've never started? That's good preaching right there. That ought to bring some soul searching here. Are they in and out of church? They're up and down all the time. They're into pornography. They're into drugs. They're into social drinking. They're into everything. And we explain it, but they're not mature. I'm going to explain it. They ain't never been under the fire when the glory came out. Amen. Amen. I'll say this. You can't walk for God if you've never been birthed. If you never got the foundation, you're in trouble. It discloses something. See, look at verse 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. I want you to know something. Real faith, it'll disclose works. I know some of you ain't shouting, but it's good preaching. Yes, sir. The Bible said, by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But we are his what? workmanship created unto God unto good works. Now this is going to come out strong. Keep a tape so nobody comes after me. God does not have any unfruitful Christians. Now, why does it say, by your fruit you know them? This is great preaching. Just some of you ain't got a... See what it is? You don't experience what I'm preaching. You've listened to all these stupid teachers that don't have a clue what they're doing. Especially in this area. See, deceived faith likes to talk, but it don't like to walk. It's dead, it's disclosed, and it damns people into hell. There's going to be people landing in hell that have their membership at Taze Valley Baptist Church and other churches. They're going to land themselves in hell, and you know what? They're going to think they ought to went to heaven. Well, some of y'all say amen over here. Y'all ain't dead. Is this good preaching? Y'all okay with it? Nod your head, listen, so I know you're living. Oh, I'm preaching, brother. Don't worry about that. Number two, I want you to look at verse 19 and 20. I want to show you a second thing. I'm trying my best to get done. Number two, in verse 19 and 20, it exposes also the faith of demon spirits. Now, deceived sinners believe about God. Demon spirits believe in God. And I want all y'all to know, they ain't none of them atheists. Ain't none of them atheists. Somebody help me preach. Hey, the demons believe more than you believe. They believe in a creator. They believe, woo! First of all, demons are enlightened. They're not atheists. They believe in one God. Deuteronomy 6 says they believe in one God. They're not monotheistic. They're not polytheistic. They believe in one God. Every one of them that Jesus cast out, you know what he said? Oh, Son of God. They believe in the deity of Christ. Somebody help me. Also, they believe in the execution of judgment. Man. Also, their belief has some emotion to it. Oh yeah. They tremble. Nah. Greg, they gonna be some of my buddies here. Get upset at me. But that's okay. I'm preaching right down the road.
I'm not upset.
Huh?
I'm not upset.
Well, you better not be, I'll hit you right on the head. Salvation is more than having an emotion.
Amen.
Now, let me all tell y'all something. The devils have emotion. They tremble. But hear me out. I believe if you really get it, though, you'll be emotional. After you get it. Who can't be emotional about being forgiven and being on your way to heaven and having eternal security? What kind? Woo! But when I came as a convicted sinner, I want to tell you what, buddy. I wasn't looking for a shout. All I wanted to do is know the facts and I wanted to put my faith in the facts. And here's what's wrong with some of us in our belief. Just because somebody made a trip to the altar and showed a little emotionalism, we think they're on their way to heaven. Am I preaching Wayne? You know I am. And you know, and then 2 weeks later, they out of church. I say to you, they had demonic faith. They believed God in God, but all they had was emotion, not based on substance. I'm going to say this. Say, you better back me up here. Look at me. If your faith and your going to heaven's not based on the finished work of Christ, on the death of Christ, on the blood of Christ, on justification by faith, you are on your way to hell. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead, exposed. You know, there's some people here today. I ain't judging you. I can't judge you. I ain't going to judge you. Because if I did, in my eyes, you might be on your way to hell. Or I might think you're on your way to heaven. Boy, I'm either good right now or y'all's in left field. See what? We don't preach it like this very much anymore. Somebody help me. Oh, I'll tell you what. We are emotional. Just get my praise band out. Some of y'all might be complaining about my paisley vest. It's better than a t-shirt and some diamond rings and in my ears and some silver coming down my... I used to be able to do that before I got saved. Ain't too bad now, am I? Ask Marguerite. I'm good at it, boy. You hear me out. All this dancing around junk, all this emotionalism, all this contemporary junk, all this rock Jesus, all this stuff that just elevates the flesh, just glorifies the flesh. There ain't nothing to it. I can still shout it. There is a fountain filled with blood. I ain't done that in a while. Ooh, I pulled a hamstring. Drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. If that's all you want, I can recommend you a place down there about 5 miles from here up on the hill. They got the smoke coming out. He keep popping. Hey, yeah. I know, Joe, I'm crazy. But I'm a good kind of crazy. I'm a bad saved crazy. I'm a, woo, love Jesus crazy. I don't have I have to have a bunch of ignorance to keep me going. Because I got my faith in the fact that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. And one day I trusted him. And that alone is the reason I'm going to heaven. I'm done. Some of you have been wishing for that for a while. Verse 21 through 26, look at it and I'm done. Number 3, James expounds on faith of devout saints. A deceived sinner believes about God. A demon spirit believes in God. But a saved man believes on God. Look at verse 21, 22, and 23. First example is Abraham. Woo! Y'all with me? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his own son, upon the altar? Seeing thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Amen. And he was called a friend of God. See, real faith puts real reliance and real dependence on God. Look what he had. He had saving faith. He had sacrificial faith. Amen. Now, how many of you here got a boy? Raise your hand if you got a boy. You got one? Let me ask you something, son. I'm going to ask you. What's your youngest boy's name?
Levi.
Let me ask you something. Would you tonight come and take Levi and I want you to kill him right there at the altar? You know, don't I?
No. No way.
I got James Raven. I ain't doing it. I might want to smack him, but I ain't going to do it. Yeah. Hold on. Abraham had saving faith. He had sacrificing faith. He took him up on the mountain, brother.
Yeah.
And he had his hand back. Yeah. And glory started shouting. Don't do anything! Boy, I'm about to shout here. Because coming up on the other side of the mountain was a ram who came to the right territory. Woo! At the right time. And it was the right type. I'm glad one day Jesus came to my territory at the right time. And he had the right type. And I trust in the blood of Jesus. Somebody help me preach. You're live over here. Amen. Y'all knew. Y'all okay? All right? You sure? Okay, I just wondered. I scare new people dead most of the time. He said, what are you? I'm an abuser in chief. Lastly, how about the example of Rahab? Look here. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and had sent them out another way? Woo! She believed in the message. Yeah. Will y'all turn one more place in the Bible? Turn to John. I'm done. We'll be done at 11:30. Turn to John chapter 6. Are you going? Say amen if you're traveling.
Amen.
And verse 44. You with me?
Amen.
No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him.
Amen.
And I will raise him up in the last day. And here's what we do with that passage, Lois. We stop there. Better go to the next verse. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto him or me. You cannot come to God until you learn and hear about God. Faith cometh by hearing. Now get the lesson. When you stand before God, you cannot stand and say, I've done anything. Because everything you've done is because of what you got started with when you trust Christ. All I'm saying is faith will never be alone, because it's always followed up by works. Listen to me. I'm going quiet now. If you're in this room and you've got a profession, but you're wondering, why do I keep going back into sin? Why can't I overcome that? What's missing? What's happening to me? I'm not trying to be mean to you. Have you considered that maybe you've never been saved in the first place? Have you considered you walked here as a lost sinner today and you're not saved? Oh, you know about God? And you even believe in God? And every once in a while you get stirred up. But you've never come and confessed God and got a change. It resulted in a new life. Heads bowed, eyes closed. I'm done. No one looking around. Us don't play now. Ain't time to play church. I hope nobody leaves. I have to. How many right now say, Preacher Smith, if I die today, I know I'm saved. Because I've been changed. And I trusted the fact that Jesus died. And I know I'm saved. Raise your hand high if you know. Hold them high if you know. If you don't know, don't hold them. Thank you. How many right now say, Preacher Smith? You may put them down. I don't know for sure I'm saved, preach. Maybe you've been a church member. Don't matter. You just don't know you're saved. Or maybe you're just a plain old lost man that never got saved. But you heard the truth this morning. How many just slip your hand up and say, by that, pray for me. I'm not saved, but I want to be. Not going to heaven, but I want to be. Raise your hand. I see that one. Anybody else? Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. Pray with her. How many right now say, Preacher Smith? You can't talk me out of salvation. But I tell you, I ain't going to lie to you. I've been in sin, and I'm having a hard time overcoming it, and I'm a mess, but I do know I'm saved. What's wrong with me? If I see you, and you can get to a place where your conscience is here, why don't you come and do real repentance with God this morning? How many Christians know you're saved, but you're a mess this morning spiritually, and you need to get God real in your life again? Slip up your hand. Slip it up. Don't worry about what everybody thinks. I see that hand. I see that hand. Come on. I'm saved, preacher. I ain't living like a saved person, but I'm saved. Raise your hand. Folks coming to the altar. Stand with me. Father, I've done the best I could. Lord, I poured my heart out and preached the truth. Touch somebody today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's
church this morning. like to say something, just say how sorry you've been in sin, that you're going to live for God. Anybody want to testify? I'll bring in Mike. Praise God. He cleaned up. They killed him here at the altar. I just wonder, and I'm not trying to be mean, Brother Chad, I wonder how many Christians who are not really saved would come up here if it wasn't for their pride. What are you going to do? Go on to hell? Going to go ahead and die? Going to hell because of your pride? What they think? Preach, I've been in the altar 3 or 4 times. If anybody's saved, they're going to praise God. Because you got some help. Rich, we're in trouble times. Some people say, well, why can't I keep tithing? And why don't I keep living? Wonder what's going on, Rich. Did it ever puzzle you? You see people in church and then they're gone? And then they'll say, the preacher done it. I ain't done nothing but preach. No, he done it. Am I preaching? You say, why are you over here? Because they're closer than y'all. I'm coming over there in a minute. Hold it! How we doing at the altar? Everybody getting okay here?